Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. We have been reading one of our Jumpstart books. We've been reading a book about Jonah. And so this is our last segment about Jonah from our Jumpstart book, Jonah chapter 4, verse 8. It came about when the sun came up that God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head so that he became faint and begged with all his soul to die, saying, "Death is better to me than life." When we come to the final chapter of Jonah, it ought to be a grand celebration, but it's not. Jonah has finally obeyed God and preached to Nineveh. They listened. They changed. They repented. God held back the wrath that was about to boil over on them. There should have been a time of great rejoicing. Finished with his mission, Jonah goes to a hillside and sits down to watch. We are not told why he did this. There's no indication that this was part of God's commission to him. This would have been a great time for him to take a boat to Tarshish. Instead, Jonah sits on a hill to watch. I don't think he's waiting to see repentance. Maybe the people in Nineveh were pulling down their idols and offering sacrifices to God, but I don't think that interested Jonah very much. He had rather watched the city burn. Maybe he thought God might change his mind again and bring fire down from heaven upon the city. He sat and he watched. It was hot, so he built a shelter, but it wasn't very good. God arranged for a plant to grow, and it grew very fast. It provided better relief to Jonah than his shelter did. For the first time in the book, Jonah is happy. The text tells us that he was extremely happy. Then overnight, another intervention by God. A worm is appointed, and it destroys Jonah's shade. The plant withers. On top of that, God made a scorching east wind blow on Jonah. The sun beat down on his head. His comfort was gone. His happiness gone. Jonah wishes that he was dead. He seemed to care more about that plant than he did the soul of the people of Nineveh who were made in the image of God. Twice God asked Jonah if he has a reason to be angry. He thinks he does, but he really doesn't. He's unhappy because he's miserable. He doesn't have any shade. I suppose Jonah could have gone into the city, into a building, but he doesn't do that. The hotter the temperature, the more he stews. He's hot on the inside and on the outside. As the book ends, it ends with God's question to Jonah. We wonder if the prophet ever got the message. Did he ever change? Did he ever get a heart of compassion like God? And what we see here are two different times that God made Jonah uncomfortable. Both times were attempts to get Jonah to open his eyes and his heart. The fish that swallowed Jonah wasn't punishment. It was his salvation from drowning. God didn't send a rescue boat. Instead, he put Jonah inside that dark, gooey fish for 3 days. Tossed up and down with the worst smells, wet, not knowing if it's day or night, Jonah was certainly uncomfortable. And here, in the fourth chapter, God made a plant, and God took away that plant. Jonah was uncomfortable once again. And once again, God's trying to get Jonah to open his heart to the people he had just preached to. The same thing happened to the prodigal. He was so hungry that he wanted to eat what the pigs were eating. He wasn't doing well. He was very uncomfortable. He was miserable. And that got him thinking and led to some serious changes in his life. And we must see the bridge into our lives. We like comfort. We like the temperature being just right in our homes, in our cars, in our church buildings. We like easy chairs. We like mattresses that are comfortable. Comfort drives our society. Anymore, one doesn't have to go into a store, order stuff, and they'll bring it to your car. Or better than that, they'll bring it to your house. Comfort. Our banking is now easy. We can take care of all that business on the phone. And this spills over into our thinking about sermons. We like nice sermons. Ditch the stuff about hell, judgment, duty, and commitment. Nice people want nice sermons. Could it be with all this comfort that we've turned Christianity into a nice religion? Have we forgotten about turning the other cheek, or taking up the cross daily, or walking the second mile, or fighting the good fight of faith, or that men will hate you because of Jesus? Convenient and comfort never fits well with Jesus. His words were radical for a first century world, and they're radical for our culture today. Could it be that God put some discomfort in our lives to open our eyes? Maybe a night with pigs, spending time in the belly of a fish, or some sun beating down upon our heads is just the thing we need to see what's really important to God. Jonah seems to have forgotten that. He was more upset over a plant dying than Nineveh dying. Maybe some good old-fashioned hard times and wrecking our neatly planned schedules is just the thing we need to open our eyes spiritually. a trip to the hospital, a car that needs repair, having to cancel things so you can attend a funeral, some real preaching that actually makes one think and steps on toes, a sick child that you have to take a day off work to stay home, an air conditioner that goes out in July, a furnace that goes out in January, your teen lost his cell phone, you have to sit for half a day waiting for a repairman to show up, bothered, feel some heat, a little upset, angry, going to cost you, not so comfortable now, are you? Now, how do you feel what Jonah felt? It's not a great place to be in. We want everything to be working and running in a day without problems. Instead, we're in the belly of a fish or sitting on top of a hillside, sweating, upset, fuming, angry. What does all this discomfort do to you? Does it make you appreciate what you have? Does it make you see what really matters? Does it change your heart? Does it allow you to see that people are more important than plants? And sometimes we put ourselves in the belly of a fish because we simply don't do what God says. Uncomfortable. That's the idea behind wearing sackcloth and pouring ashes on one head. It wasn't like taking a warm bath with sweet-smelling bath bombs. Sackcloth was scratchy. You'd pull it on. It would make you uncomfortable. It was to show and experience on the outside what was going on the inside. Inside, one was miserable because of sin or death, and now the outside was the same. They matched. With sackcloth and ashes, Nineveh repented. They prayed, and they changed. On a hill not so far away sat the miserable Jonah, crying and complaining because of a plant that died. He was hot, and he was miserable. I picked some blueberries a while back with a four-year-old. Her legs were tired, so I had to carry her to her spot. Then she was thirsty, so we had to go get some water. I had to carry her at that time, too. Then I had to carry her back. Within 5 minutes, she was hot and ready to go. We actually got a few berries picked, but it was a chore. She declared very loudly that she wasn't coming back. She reminds me a little bit of Jonah. I wonder how many times Jonah looks like me. Use your times of misery to do what God wants you to do. Thank you so much for listening.